Okay. Oh. Those stairs are getting steeper, stronger, tougher, week after week.
We're going to start calling it the Mount Everest stairway. How about that?
The killer dillers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you this morning.
A wonderful trading post.
We did. Yeah. It was so nice to hear from all those folks today, and we had a lot of them.
Well, we have a lot of special features on today's program.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, do tell.
Vermont Strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dex is here.
Dex is right here.
Yeah. Dex is right here. Dex?
Yes, I am.
We need a song about Vermont Strong. We are Vermont
we
Strong.
We are Vermont Strong. I think you, we need a march you, or something.
Exactly.
Oh, a Let's march would do be it. Nice.
Let's do it.
Huh?
I'll work on it.
We can get a high school band or something.
A John Philip Sousa kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Really. Something
we are Vermont
up-tempo
Strong.
And something rousing.
You listen to all that bull out of Washington, right? And then you hear Phil come on and do a press conference up here. Mm. He ought to give lessons on press conferences after the foldy roll we've been going through. Don't you think? Mm. But we are Vermont Strong, and we need to say that again and again and again, because we are.
Yes.
And
we'll get through this.
You know, we don't have that much stuff around, but what we do, we make good use of.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd ask Dex, the composer that provides so many good, along with a magical, marvelous musical mystery lady.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Who sent us
job.
Several things this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So all in all, we'll dither through another for you. Yeah. Music to go to the dump by.
I'm sure. I've got another one for you, too.
Okay, go ahead.
About Tom Brady.
About Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
The football player?
It's called Bye Bye Brady.
Bye Bye Brady.
Oh, my gosh, that's excellent. From Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah,
Bye Bye Blackbird.
Don't get in the music business.
I'm sorry. Ever since Jack started talking about arias, I've just been involved.
I see. All right. So what are you doing with your time since you don't have anything to do?
Oh, I read. I love to read.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, as you know, I'm a tour guide, and I had a major tour to the Roosevelt compounds in New York that was canceled. And I had been doing a lot of research, and I got all these, of course, great books on Teddy and the whole crew, and I have just been immersed in that, and it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I read. I love enjoy that.
So that's what you recommend.
Yeah,
you're going to have a program and ask the listeners. Maybe we can do it next week sometime. About what they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I mean we're pretty used to being on our own and making do, right,
indeed.
Jack? Right?
Absolutely.
That's what this program is all about.
Making
right?
do here since 1931.
Yes.
Some of the same equipment we have
back
here.
To the
God, will you stop that?
This is the original microphone here from 1931.
I think it is.
I'm going to crank it up over here for a second. There you go.
What?
Nothing.
You know, that's a great point, though, and I was going to bring it up today. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't something that our people have been through before.
What do you mean, our people?
Well, your ancestors, Jack's, mine, Dex, they went through the Depression, World War II, where they rationed things. This is, there's a little shock value, but that should wear off now. And it's just time to do what we have to do with what we've got. And it's just like our grandparents made it through the Depression, and they made it through so many other things. And
say, Jack, excuse me. No,
yes,
I think that's a very good point.
Thank you.
But
yes,
another,
Ken. What can I do for
the,
you?
The wife's bakery goods for this morning.
Yes.
Whoa.
What is in this?
That's kind of a.
I'm into my second piece of it, and I got to tell you, this is the best.
I'm
thing
at number
she's
three,
done.
Jack. Hi, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think it's banana bread. That was the basic ingredient.
Yeah.
She put a little rum extract in there this morning.
A little rum.
No such thing as a little rum.
Thank you, Mrs. Donovan.
Yeah. No, this is really good.
It really is.
Bananas, rum. Hey, they go together pretty
they
good.
They do.
Yes,
of course they do.
Yeah, banana rum cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If grog was a cake,
If grog was
if
a
grog,
cake, grog was
grog
a cake,
was a cake,
yeah,
you'd have it there.
Yeah, there you are.
Well, why don't you write a song about it?
Well, there you go.
Was a, because Mrs.
There's
Donovan,
another great idea.
Mrs. More, Donovan has outdone herself.
A couple more slices of that, and we'll be singing it.
Yeah.
You're slurring your words already, aren't you?
Grog was
yeah. Grog was a cake.
Okay, but you know she gave us a plethora of it this morning.
Indeed.
Right? We can get really soused on this.
What? I don't know that soused is the appropriate word.
Not enough in there. To get you.
Well,
just a little flavor.
It's just a little flavor.
Whoa.
Boy, I like Mrs. Donovan more than ever.
Oh, what a lovely lady.
If you think that this is just a little flavoring,
indeed, this
is good stuff.
He opened the top of that Tupperware, and I swear to God, my head fell backwards. That was great.
Well, here, have another piece.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we can
oh, this is going to be a great show.
Oh, it is. I'm ready to roll now.
What do you think we ought to do in today's show?
Whatever we want.
This is your show.
Oh, yes, right. Well, the Times Argus has done the whole program.
They did?
Why is that?
Have you read the weekend edition of the Times Argus?
No, sir.
Huh. Let me show it to you. Hold on.
You don't suppose they had some bread, too?
Yeah, well, there it is. There it is. Look at this. The sports page of the Times Argus this morning.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Guess who's back? Our old pal, Bev Osterberg.
Oh, really?
It's a great picture of her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. It's a wonder. What a. To open up the sports page when there's nothing going on. The marathon's been postponed to October 25th.
Yeah.
Is that the Burlington Marathon?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. And then you open the paper this morning. I saw another one. Look at this full page ad. Spalding High School Girls Hockey, 2019-2020 Division II Champions.
Full page.
Full page.
Congratulations to the Lady Crimson Tide.
Yeah, the Crimson Tide. And it names them all and their numbers. I suppose you know all these kids.
Well, I know a few of them. I'm more the basketball guy.
Oh, that's right. I beg your pardon.
Not at all. Not at all.
But...
We don't get to specialize
what
here.
What a tribute to them. And that, I had to go back a couple of pages on that one. But I just thought it was amazing. Here's a full-color picture of Bev Osterberg. Now, I'll tell you why it's in here, and smart of the Times Argus to do this. And we'll discuss that as well this morning. Could you hand me another piece of it?
Oh my God! You guys,
kind of wait. You know, there's kind of.
We better get started because awesome. Jack's going to get in a huff.
I was going to say that there's. If you notice, there's some like juice in the bottom. She doesn't usually. Her bread is does. That's delicious.
It really is. And you know what you can do?
It's a dipping sauce.
You can
sauce.
Take a piece of this alleged banana bread and sop it up out of the
sop
bottom.
Sop up the
here.
Gravy?
This is really good.
I love that woman. She's
well,
a doll.
No, you got a winner there, Jack.
Yes, sir. You better keep, that's a keeper, Jack.
Shall we get some music going?
Well, I thought that in the interest of the program,
yes.
That once again, in fact, I think for some weeks to come, we're going to drop the music that we usually do for
uh-oh.
The theme song
uh-oh.
And go to the more meaningful one, which was part of the program for several years. And it's that one of consequence. But what was the guy's name? It was a friend of Joel's.
I don't know.
It was a friend of Joel Nash.
Dave Van Ronk.
Dave Van Ronk is right. You're Ronk. On the oh boy, is he good today?
Well, it's the bread. Helps
good
the
for the brain.
It's all coming.
Besides,
back.
Who's going to argue with him? I never heard of that.
We'll just listen to the theme song.
Okay.
Hello.
Fire it up, Jack.
Throw away your pop, romping through the swamp. Romping through the swamp in the month of May. Wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your blues. Romping through the swamp. Let your troubles fly, smelling like a sty. Frolicking with the water, snakes and newts. Where it's always warm and muggy, also spidery and buggy. Romping through the swamp. Toking on your womp. Lying in the swamp, looking at the
blaze, blaze, haze can raise. You can be a muddy satyr wrestling with an alligator romping through the swamp. You can spend your time covered up with slime, saying I love you to the rock and goo, lurching through the quagmire, head aflame with swamp fire, romping through the swamp.
Say, isn't that an inspirational piece? What a theme song. Huh? Dave Van Ronk.
Van Ronk. Yeah. And there's a good one.
Van Ronk, who got Van Drunk with our dear friend.
That's not appropriate.
And the guy that's on the air with, what, 4 hours today?
Mm-hmm. Up until six, yeah.
Yeah, of just classical contemporary music.
It's great music.
No
I
one
love
does it.
It
better.
Although I think I heard Dex say that maybe Korn was coming in.
Oh, you know what? You're
what?
Right.
I think you heard.
Because he'll be here tomorrow. Okay. What's his name?
Joel Nashman.
Joel Nashman.
Oh, yeah. Korn's coming in.
Yeah, Korn's going to be here this afternoon and tomorrow. So we'll see what amounts to Korn this afternoon.
Here now, is Joel
music to go to the
dump. Joel not well?
You want another piece of this?
Yeah, but let's eat it before Korm gets here. We don't want him to know we've got it.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Well, if he gets into it, the day's over.
Yeah.
All right.
So is Joel not well?
What?
What's with Joel? Why isn't he coming in this afternoon?
No, but he's really put in a week or two.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, he's had a lot of hours. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Okay. What a great guy.
Now, well, this overtime's building up.
Oh,
so
yeah, of course.
Go for a day. Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. Excuse me. That's a little too honest, isn't it?
Yeah.
So here's your program, Music to Go to the Dump By.
Indeed.
Yeah, the literary hour of the week for WDEV and all of you dumpsters.
Indeed.
And to celebrate a day late, let's have a spring song.
A spring song.
Yeah, good idea.
Spring it on us now. Hello.
Oh, not her again.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, my Lord. I asked for it. So.
Thank you. dippy-dip-dong. Dippy-dippy-dip-dong.
Clearly, he got in the bread.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if Ms. Donovan made some for those artists that just performed.
Yeah.
Because it certainly sounds like they were soused.
What a great morning.
What a good morning you had.
Yeah.
The Trading Post was a dandy today.
It was. It was. From meat grinders to tailpipes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, listen, I wanted to talk to you about even the front page of the Times Argus today and tomorrow, right, features a porch concert. Beautiful picture of a beautiful person, Jack. I don't think you've seen this, have you?
I saw that when I came in. I just saw it. Patty Casey. Yeah.
Patty Casey.
Oh, I love Patty Casey.
Singer, songwriter, who's been on WDEV. Do we have any? Does she have any music that would fit with music to go to the dump?
I don't think so. Oh. I mean, we can play some beautiful music from her, but you know, if you're looking for some
I think you
weird,
need
wacky
to do
music.
Patty Casey, songwriter.
Yep.
Throws a thank you kiss to her neighbors. This was on Friday, following a live concert at her home in downtown Montpelier.
Nice.
Patty Casey was inspired to perform for her neighbors after seeing videos of those poor Italian singers. It doesn't say poor.
No, you made that up.
Just to put that in because Patty Casey's so much better than so much of what we get from overseas. So she's singing, quote, I'm back in the quote now, from her balcony during the, how do you say it?
Corona virus? Yeah, that's what I call it. I don't call it the 19 thing. I just, coronavirus. It makes me think of beer.
Lockdown in Italy. And it's a beautiful picture, and she's a wonderful person, and how thoughtful of them to go out there and find a picture of her after her concert on her porch singing to the neighbors.
I think that's wonderful.
Porch concert, the picture is called. And that alone, you know, we're not trying to sell newspapers for pity's sake.
No.
But on the other hand, it was an original idea, and I thought it was very good.
You know? I agree. All now, you know, I just wanted to toss something out. Now, if you'll go back to the front page of the sports section, I think you're going to see Harwood girls there, aren't you?
I saw them. I was saving that.
Oh, you were?
I was saving that, and I was thanks, Bev.
Never mind.
Beverly, you know, is being honored.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
I did.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I'm going to have some more bread.
Drowned
my sorrows.
What is this with the bread this morning? My Lord.
I don't know what it is.
The horse whipper will be in here momentarily.
The horse whipper. The horse whipper?
Yeah.
Who's the horse whipper?
Quorum.
Oh, yeah.
So we better.
I don't believe he's coming in until later today. I mean,
no, he said he was going to be here
early
today.
Oh, is he? Oh, no, he came in.
Enjoyed the program so much. And I'm afraid that.
I'm sure he did.
Not living up to his expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, we were in music to go to the dump by. Gracious sakes, what a wonderful Saturday morning.
Oh.
It was snowing, gray, groggy.
It was so beautiful yesterday.
Day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the old making the best of a bad situation kind of thing, which is a song, which perhaps will find its way into our file for this morning. I think.
I always ask for the ones that we don't haven't picked out. Am I running up and down stairs all morning like I did last week?
Oh, that was a lot. Oh,
just
too.
A couple
remember
of
that?
Times.
Just
I
a
do.
I've
remember
been
that?
Running up and down.
Oh, Jack,
all
what about
morning.
This one? Hey, go play that one, Jack. Go downstairs and get this, Jack.
Jack had a sweatband around
Religion
his forehead last week.
Meets High Technology was another headline in the Times Argus on the front page.
Technology.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat that. Religion meets high technology. That's Radio Free Vermont.
What?
WDEV.
Our hymn.
The religion since 1931 of the radio airwaves. Stay tuned for our hymn of the day coming soon to to wherever you are.
Right.
Okay. Now, are we ready to move forward?
Yes. You wanted to mention something about Kenny Rogers.
So
81 years old and passed away.
God bless.
And he created so many good songs that he wrote and then sang and met with great popularity. And actually, it should be in Jack's program. However, I think he'll probably do something himself. But in case he doesn't, because sometimes, you know, he doesn't. Okay. Well, anyway,
yeah.
I thought we'd just give the audience here and the vast audience.
The vastness.
Of a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
A taste of Kenny Rogers.
Oh, good idea.
Good.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he'd looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. Now his big hands were calloused, he looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking, and he turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and crops in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time the hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Certainly.
After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. And from the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all.
Not talking at all.
Now she was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind.
You got the chorus coming up here pretty soon.
Oh, I'm ready.
Cause I couldn't hold her. The words that he told her kept coming back time after time.
All right, folks, you can sing along if you like.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and the crops in the field.
That's the sad part.
I've had some bad times, I lived through some sad times, but this time the hurting won't heal.
Why won't it heal, boys?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, that's the sad part.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and the crops in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, this time the hurting won't heal.
Sing it, boys.
Hard time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh,
what about that one, huh?
There's a tearjerker.
Yeah, it was. But he sang it so well.
He did.
And of course, with a chorus like ours.
Yes.
Here in the golden confines of the monastic Shangri-La, we can add certain elements to it that just make it more fascinating and exciting.
Yeah, maybe a little bit later on in the Outlaw Show this morning, we'll play Gotta Know How to Hold It.
Oh, yeah, there's a biggie.
Well, and it's good
the gambler
information.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of information, guess who's on the line this morning with us?
Kenny Rogers.
Sorry. Stop it.
81, and he's passed
I'm so
away.
So sorry.
What did he say? Hello? Sorry.
Show some respect, huh?
Sorry. Sorry.
Wade Pierce is on the line.
Oh, Wade. Oh, Wade.
Hey, good morning, Ken.
What's
everyone?
Up?
Hi,
well,
Wade.
I'm trying to think back and looking in the archives to see if Kenny Rogers ever skied or did a ski song for Northeast Slope.
Probably not.
No.
I can't recall that.
No.
I guess. Call.
Are you singing a song for the Slopes this morning?
Well, it's a swan song.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
Well, you know, it's
over.
Almost that time of season.
It's all
good
over.
Night, Irene.
Good night, Irene. It's you know, all the ski areas have been sequestered and ordered closed,
yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
And the last one went down last Wednesday over New Hampshire. Cannon, I think, held on to the end until they were ordered by the governor to stop running the lifts.
Yeah, and the lifts are all lifted for this year here in Vermont, as I understand.
They are. I keep thinking, laying awake at night, thinking, geez, you know, with all this going on and the kids are out of school, driving their parents nuts, you know, boy, it'd be nice to figure out some way if we could sterilize the rope as it goes around and get some snow that we could open for a couple half a days and get the kids out of the house, get them some fresh air, and have them have a little social spacing on the slopes.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Don't need it, huh?
We'll send you some of Mother Donovan's.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call this, Jack? Huh?
It is a banana rum cake.
A banana rum cake.
Jackpot.
That sounds pretty good. But we do need a shout out for everybody in Vermont that's pitching in from every corner of every town in the state. You know, they're getting things out to the families, you know, meals and supplies and their homework and to the elderly that are shut in and can't be out, you know, exposing themselves to people in crowds and supermarkets and just getting everything done until we get through this thing. That's the biggest thing.
Well, and we're Vermont strong. We've been here before.
Yeah. You know, I read somewhere once from the Depression days that it was said that, you know, here we are, the entire nation is experiencing the Great Depression, and damn it, before you know it, Vermont's going to have one too. And then I guess that applies to this as well.
Yeah.
So we are throwing in the towel officially. We've been hanging on for quite some time, but we don't know how we'd pull off the logistics, or at least out to the public anyway. So this is probably it for our Saturday call-in, everything will be back to normal by next Christmas, and we'll be back on the slopes, and everything will be ship-shape and groomed and ready to go. And again, thanks to all the people who came to Northeast Slopes all the days that we were open, because every one of them was a banner day.
Well, you're a good sport, too.
Yeah.
Fine people there.
Yeah, all volunteer. Nobody gets
East Corinth.
Paid nothing.
Yeah.
Just do it for the love of the sport and to make sure that it's an affordable thing. To keep our families and our kids to be able to do, because this doesn't seem to be the trending situation in corporate ski world these days.
True.
But somehow, through the flood of 27 and the hurricane of 38 and all the other vicissitudes, Vermont just keeps chugging along. And this program is dedicated to those folks that keep chugging.
Yep. Indeed.
Boy, this is good stuff.
Yep, this is great. Great gravy.
Yeah, and I know ski areas have a lot, even some of the big ski areas and some of the cafes that are at them and the cafeterias and Northeast Slopes no different. Anything we got left over, because it was kind of a short season, it's not getting out in the dumpster. It's getting out to the right places.
Wonderful.
And right people, food shelves and so forth.
Thank you.
That's what's got to happen and get through this thing. And, you know, I won't say that we've got some toilet paper left over, but that'll go to the right places too.
You don't?
Oh, we do, but it'll go to the right places, too.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, you always want to use that in the right place. So.
Well, all right.
It always takes care of itself in the end.
You know what we need to do? You know what we need to do is send over some of this delicious, extra special part of music to go to the dump by and let him sample it himself.
I'd rather not.
What do you mean? You're just hogging it. You're just... You're going to be stumbling
down
the stairs.
Going to be giving this stuff away.
And probably be off the air for a month.
Corm will be here, and
I'm waiting with bated breath. Let's.
Well, thank you for all you've done this year, and seriously for all those kids over in the valley that they're in. That's the first branch, isn't it?
No, it is the Waits River on that side of the hill, and my side of the hill at East Corinth Village is the Tabor Branch.
The Tabor Branch. Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And that's where he's operating from.
And in a few weeks, what is it? The first Saturday in April. Maybe it's the second. Open up. The rivers have been open for a month,
mm-hmm.
and trout season.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so. get your rod and reel out and get ready for that, and we'll do the same over here on this side of the mountain.
On the Lamoille.
The Lamoille.
And thanks again to WDV, because I'm sure your part in this is not over yet.
Our what?
Your part in this situation is not over yet,
thank you.
I'm sure.
No.
Never has
been. Can I do a, you're passing out roses and so forth for the great gang you have over there. This outfit around WDEV knocks me out. You know, I come in here on Saturday morning, and I have a wonderful time with all the people, like Jack.
Jack is fun.
Well, it's sometimes difficult, but anyway, and then there's you.
Yep, we're in good time.
And here we are enjoying Mrs. Donovan's special banana bread. And it's just a whole different feeling about WDEV than you would have most places you work. The employees here all seem very dedicated.
Non-corporate,
yeah.
And speaking of the banana rum bread, just think of the few distilleries that have jumped on board and are making hand sanitizer.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Tell me about it. Yeah. Tell me about that.
That's equivalent to the war effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's doing that?
A few different distilleries, including Bar Hill, which is Caledonia Spirits there in Montpelier, that new building. They are shut down to the public, and they're making hand sanitizer.
And Smuggler's Notch Distillery.
Really?
Yep.
Three or four of them around.
Two of my favorites.
Yeah.
Particularly that Bar Hill. That's the best vodka in the world.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're shutting down some of the distillery operations, but for a better cause, I guess.
And Bar Hill, as I recall reading, they're giving it away to first responders.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Well, I'm a first
There was an
responder.
Article about that. Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it yet.
We'll work on it.
Three or four quarts of it under the table there.
But point is that they're shifting away from the normal profit, and they're taking care of their community, and I think that's incredible.
And you do remember how we got started on the beer business was right here in Waterbury at the old post office.
Really?
Yeah. You do remember.
No, sir.
When beer became hoppy again.
And was that the Alchemist?
That was the Alchemist.
Yes, the Alchemist. Oh. Yeah.
And no one did more in that last flood we had in world.
Yeah, that's right.
Than those people.
They were wonderful.
And are still doing.
100%.
And you're right.
Yeah.
Still doing.
Yeah. And trying to find other ways they can help too. Mm-hmm. And they don't take any credit for it. They just go do it.
Yeah. So
have I carried on too long?
For all of those, for everything that touches our lives, we're in a little different world for at least a little while.
Yeah.
Just got to stick it out, and before you know it, we'll be, hopefully not back the way we were, but better.
Yep.
So, let you go.
Thank you very much. What is his name?
It's Wade Pearson.
Oh, Wade Pearson, of course.
This is Wade.
Well,
I'm Jack, you're Ken, and he's...
I'm Brent.
Just kidding, Brent.
Falling out of his chair.
It's not appropriate.
Mrs. Donovan's banana bread.
I love that lady.
That's sweet. Okay.
I want to thank you, Wade, for all you've done.
Hey, Wade.
Thanks, Wade.
No, you are just one of them. He's a bus driver.
Right.
Top shelf.
Top shelf, and has taken care of young people over there and got them started skiing. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because the skiing is so damn expensive in most places. Nevertheless, here's the other place.
Yeah.
On the other shore.
A little bit early for that fella.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got carried away.
I had the feeling already.
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, we're all trying to make the best of a bad situation here.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, good. That's such a terrific
idea. That was very professional.
Yes, thank you.
He's a hard-working man. He gets up real early and he goes downtown. About 15 minutes after he's been gone, there's a big milk truck pulls up on the lawn, and that milkman rushes up to the door where that man's wife's waiting in a kimono. She plants a big old kiss on his cheek and they go inside. And that truck never moves for an hour or two. Well, it's none of my business. But one day I called him aside and I told him what was going on while he was gone. He said, well, I guess that's so, but do you know we're never out of milk or cottage cheese or yogurt or ice cream. None of them other cowy things. I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't wanna make waves, can't you see? Oh yes, he's making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Well, I know a man, he's an educated man, he's an alligator wrestling. He jumps right in there and grabs him long green boogers. For whatever you grab him long green boogers by. Well, one day he's got a full Nelson on a big alligator, when another alligator just sneaks up and bites his right ear plumb off. Didn't bat an eye, just crawled off in the shade and went to sleep. The alligator knocked the man, well, it's none of my business. But one day I said, well, sure too bad about the little accident you had, cause now you ain't got nothing to keep your hat from falling down over your eye. And you can't never be a gypsy, cause you got no place to wear your gold earring. He just looked me straight in the eye and said, ha, I guess he's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, he's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. Now, I know a lady, she's a mighty fine lady, got a heart of gold, wouldn't hurt a fly. She's just trying to get by and keep her house in order. But you know that her husband, he works so hard, he come unglued, yeah, come unwrapped, and just snap. Thinks she's a chicken, that's right, one of them cackling Colonel Sanders types. Roost in a bush by the side of the house, but it's none of my business. But one day I said, have you ever thought about finding him a doctor that can make him well? She said, well, I have now and then, but then again, he don't eat much, just chicken feed, and all that pecking around in the ground don't hurt nothing. And heaven knows we can use the eggs. I guess she's making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? Well, she's just making the best of a bad situation. I reckon I'd do the same if it was me. We're just making the best of a bad situation. Don't want to make waves, can't you see? We're all just making the best.
Looks like it just stopped right there.
It just...
Oh,
it,
no, I'm...
Who put the bread inside the disc?
I have no idea. Looks like somebody put their chewing gum peanut butter on here or something. Yeah, look at that.
Ooh, look at that.
What is it?
Anyway, we got the, it looks like some sort of a peanut butter product or something.
Peanut butter. Looked like peanut butter. But that was such a great professional transition. You nailed it in the beginning.
We blew it at the end.
Yeah, you sort of tanked it at the end.
Yeah.
Do you realize what's going on in the world?
What is going on?
The whole thing is melting. Melting down.
The world is melting.
Our world. And it isn't just here. It isn't just Vermont. It isn't just the United States. It's the world, friends. And that's why the one common answer is to be Vermont strong.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Be Vermont strong.
Yeah. And the millennials.
Yeah.
They're all going off the rails.
Off the rails.
Off
indeed.
The rails.
There you go.
Thank God for the baby boomers.
Well, the new baby boomers are coming along.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're called the what?
I don't know.
They're not born yet, but they're in the incubator.
I have no idea.
Oh, no, you do.
Is it Generation X or Z?
No, Generation X or D.
I don't know.
No, it's the next one coming up, and it will be the...
I don't know.
Well, what are we coping with at the present time?
A pandemic?
Yeah, and what's it called?
Corona?
Coronavirus. Yes.
The corona bias.
Vias.
Well,
virus.
The
virus, corona, not bias.
It's more than that. It's the corona next generation.
The corona generation.
Yeah. Whoa. The Corollians. The Corollians, that's what it'll be.
Is that a word?
Well, no. I'm not sure.
It is now.
We're doing it now.
Okay,
that's
it is now.
That's why you listen to music to go to the dump by, because we're ahead of the curve.
Attention, Webster's Dictionary.
Yes, because, you see, we're all told to stay home.
Cutting edge.
Do nothing. Nope. Hang around the house.
Put the rum in the bread.
Happened after World War II? Bingo!
Yep.
There goes the population.
Right away. Yeah.
Okay, now help me with the name for this group. Would be the Coronians. Coronians, right. Yeah. And they're out there making Corollians right now. Canorians. Huh? That's what they're doing.
Man.
Well, that is what they're
doing. Yes, it is. I'm sure.
Not shame on
them. It's only been a week.
Because we're going to need a lot of new people.
Well, it's 15 minutes before 10 o'clock here.
Okay.
I'm interested to go to the dump.
I wanted to get that out there because I think it's important to understand that young couples are staying home and they're...
Yep.
Generating another generation for us.
The farming community, we're asking what are people doing in a situation like this? Well, the farming community, they do what they do every day.
Every day. Nothing's changed for the farmers.
Just got a call from Lynn Burke. You remember the daughter of Annie Burke?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, she says, well, we do what we do every day, and we find find joy in work, and particularly when you're out there with the cows, you know.
With the animals?
Yeah, with the animals.
Yeah.
So.
I love cows.
There you go.
Where's Farmer Dave?
He's disappeared.
M.I.A.
Is he dealing with some health problems at some point or what?
We better check. Let's make a top of our list. Check on Farmer Dave.
This is Donovan's banana bread end up over there.
I don't know, but you know what? I have not checked the jails this week.
Oh, no, he's not in jail.
No,
for pity's sake.
No, no, no.
Doesn't need to have that kind of...
But I haven't checked it yet. I haven't checked the...
Jack's checking on something.
I have an old friend of ours. Well,
old friend.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't need to say he's old, but a friend of Radio Vermont.
Thank God.
Tom Beardsley's on the line up there.
Beardsley!
Newport, Vermont.
Why, good morning, good friends.
Well,
good.
It's like the voice of an angel.
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't go that far.
Sounds like an auctioneer.
Oh, stop it. How are things up in Newport, Dan? How are you?
Things are wonderful. I'm doing very well, thank you. But listen, I have some very important information.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Now, this is important.
I know.
Kenley?
Kenley is here.
Yes, I'd like you to look at Jack and tell me if he's had a fresh haircut.
Well, looks at it.
Well, I don't have
stylish.
Much hair to begin with, to tell you that.
It looks very stylish.
Yeah.
Well, see now, I've come to the conclusion.
You've come to the
conclusion. Not that I want to stigmatize anybody, but I've come to the conclusion that if you see someone with freshly cut hair, or for the ladies, freshly coiffed hair and fresh coloring, you can tell they are not social distancing.
Ah, got it.
You see? So just put that in your memory bank and think about that as you go about your daily business. If you see the gentleman with the nice haircut, he looks all neat and tidy, then you know that guy is violating the recommendations that have been put forth by the CDC.
He's violating the 6-foot rule is what you're saying.
Indeed.
That's right. He got a haircut.
Or he bought a Flo-Bee.
But also the women, especially if you see women without their roots showing, then you know that those women are not self-distancing.
Never thought of it that way.
Leave it to Beardsley. Yeah.
How is Rascal dealing with the whole situation?
What's the status with Rascal?
Rascal, right at this very moment, is sitting here on the couch. And he's shedding terribly. Ken, you could give me some advice on this. You know about dogs. How do I deal with his shedding? He's just, there's Rascal fur everywhere.
Thank your lucky stars he's not a Siberian husky.
Yeah.
That's the first thing, sir.
I suppose so. But look around you, guys. You know, those of you in the studio right now, who has freshly cut hair? Now, last time I saw Kenley, which is, admittedly has been a month or two, he looked pretty shaggy. So I'm thinking he has been social distancing in a proper manner.
Can I explain, please?
Please go right ahead.
Please do.
Yeah. I was supposed to be doing a half-hour television program.
No excuse. No excuse whatsoever.
But I got a haircut ordered up for Tuesday.
Yeah.
See, I
next
think
week,
you need to be
ostracized. Will you be quiet, Beardsley? You haven't
you
changed
to be
a bit.
Shunned because of this.
And I canceled it. I canceled going to the barber because I just thought it would be a better idea to put that whole thing off. They're going to bring up a film crew from either, I don't know where, probably Boston because they're cheap and they don't, they're,
not
no,
much
I don't
work.
Mean that. I mean, they're less expensive than flying the group in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
But Jack did notice the highlights you have in the hair. He said you had some blonde highlights.
No, that's just because I'm getting bald. Those are highlights. Yeah.
I'm facing the question right now. I'm getting to the point where I'm facing the question of what do I do? Ponytail, mullet, or man bun?
Oh, no.
Yuck. How about a DA?
What's that?
You never heard of the DA from the 1950s?
No, what's a DA?
Remember Fonzie?
It's a duck's ass.
Yeah.
You just comb it back and it all meets in the back like the tail of a duck.
Well, that's kind of where I am at the moment. But
I'm rapidly
approaching the ponytail status.
Oh, good.
But
Lord.
I did, Kenley, I posted this on Facebook, and your darling son responded.
Travis perfect.
And what did he say?
He said, you've got it all wrong, Beards. There's one option you've left out. And I responded, what's that? And he said, metal. You need to go with metal.
Oh,
now, knowing Travis, as we all do, I think what that means is shoulder length,
oh, yeah,
really long hair. Right. So I may be heading in that direction. I don't know.
Wow. Beardsley goes so metal.
But I'm social distancing. I'm not getting a haircut.
I'm just happy to hear your voice.
Well, that's what I'm doing, you see.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear my voice, too.
Yeah?
I don't have to get a... I called them up and said, we can't do it this week. Yeah. You know, we can't have a whole crowd crowding into WDEV to do a piece on Kenley.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
So we'll do it later, perhaps.
Right.
Really,
but I've got to tell you, as always, WDEV is my go-to station. Even living here in Newport, I'm catching it on streaming. I pick it up on whatever, you know, Alexa or one of those silly devices. And I got to tell you, Lee Cattell in the morning is getting more and more like Rusty Parker every day.
Isn't he though?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, really.
Great.
Yeah.
I was up two days ago, about 4:30, and because I wanted to hear the 5 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, me too.
It was as
me
good
too.
As any network in the country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah.
had it covered. Phil was on, the governor of the state of Vermont,
mm-hmm.
and that doctor from Vermont, mm-hmm. and they made more sense, and they were so sincere in what they were getting across was the message of, we have to do what we've always done, and mm-hmm. just go out there and get done what needs to be done.
Exactly.
So if we have to stay home.
Woodchuck stand together.
Yeah, exactly.
Woodchuck stand together. That's an interesting idea. Yeah. Woodchuck stand together.
Yeah, I like that.
Call our composer and get that into the song.
Indeed.
There you go.
Okay.
The other thing about Lee in the morning, I mean, the news, obviously, I mean, that's just a given. The news is rock solid. He does a great job on that with all the different sources.
So what's the problem?
Pull in. No, there's no... The only other thing I wanted to comment on is the entertainment factor, the music. I mean, he just, every single anniversary and birthday and significant event in music history, he's got it covered in that half hour between 5:30 and 6. It really, that once around the clock has gone full circle back to what it once was, and it's really well done now. My hat's off to Lee Cattell.
Yeah. I agree with Beards, I do.
But that's all day. That's all day.
You know, it's the balance.
Jamie, what's his name? What's Jamie's
Scovato.
Name? Scovato, thank you. So you know all those fancy Barry names.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those people are so dedicated to news, you can't get them out of here. No, go home. And they won't do it because they say, well, no, we've got... And then there's a press conference and so forth. And the interesting thing is that the more interesting press conferences come out of the state of Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got people in it that know what the hell they're talking about, and they don't jam up on themselves. I'm so tickled with that, and I couldn't... I wanted to hear the 5 o'clock news because I had that news conference the day before and how Lee Cattell would handle it
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock. 5 to 5:30. It was great radio.
Yeah.
Old time WDEV radio. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Jack wouldn't have heard it. I mean, he was taking care of the cook.
Speaking of news conferences, Governor Phil, I think, is doing a great job.
Yeah, agreed.
I think everybody agrees. And he's so sincere about it.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, Beards, it's like one of those things where the people that we need at this time are stepping up.
The right people are in the right place. Yeah,
correct.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's a good observation.
And all of us can do our best by simply the old line, we are Vermont Strong.
Indeed.
And no haircuts.
Okay. No highlights.
All right, that's enough.
I think the real Vermonters among us will soon emerge with very shaggy hair. So let's just keep that in perspective.
Indeed.
All right, thank you very much for the Newport Report.
Hey, be well, my friends.
You too, Beards. Great to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, it's great to have you around.
Take care.
Great.
What a great surprise.
Yeah, it's good to be around.
What a great surprise.
And that dog of his, he's got a good dog.
Oh, I love Rascal.
Rascal. Yeah. Terrific.
Let's play this next one for Rascal.
Let's do.
I bet you really wonder where I go. Let me tell you honestly, please don't take it personally. There's some things about me you don't know. I love my freedom, love my fun, but if you're calling me to come anytime, no matter where I roam, say it once, say it twice, feels so good, sounds so nice. You yell Shaggy, I'll come running home. You yell Shaggy, I'll come running home. Now I don't leave the neighborhood, we both agree it's understood. You made that very clear when I was small. I got all these things to do just for me and not for you, but I'll always be your puppy when you call. I love my freedom, love my fun, but if you're calling me to come anytime, no matter where I roam, say it once, say it twice, feels so good, sounds so nice. You yell Shaggy, I'll come running home. In that brand new collar that you bought, there's a lady loving me, staring from the balcony. I can tell she thinks I'm really hot. But then your voice comes loud and clear, perking up my canine ears. My feet feel like they're glued right to the ground. No time for another tree and all those possibilities. I'll see her the next time I'm around. I love my freedom, love my fun, but if you're calling me to come anytime, no matter where I roam, say it once, say it twice, feels so good, sounds so nice. You yell Shaggy, I'll come running home. I love my freedom, love my fun, but if you're calling me to come anytime, no matter where I roam, say it once, say it twice, feels so good, sounds so nice. You yell Shaggy, I'll come running home. Yeah, you yell Shaggy, I'll come running home.
Boy, I like that one.
Yeah, it's a pooch song, a dog song.
Definitely a poochy song.
But it certainly fits into what we're doing these days.
Indeed. Now,
his loyalty to what he believes in,
mm-hmm.
and he comes running home.
There you are.
Here we are in Vermont. And again, let's be Vermont strong. And that's what the governor keeps telling us, and you know he believes it.
Sure he does. Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that. Some people really mean what they belong to and feel comfortable in mm-hmm. saying so. Well, now what are we going to do? So we have one other announcement to make.
We do?
And it's from the Magical Marvelous Music of History.
Oh, wonderful.
Lady. And we haven't heard it. I mean, honest to God, we haven't. We got that, she's the one we can trust.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's others around here that mm-hmm. we really need to listen to carefully. But let's see what was on her mind that she thought was an important announcement for WDEV.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Take two, four, three, two, one. Save our seniors, flatten the curve. Save our health care, flatten the curve. Wash your hands lots, flatten the curve. Keep your distance, flatten the curve. Stay at home, starve the virus, flatten the curve. Save the vulnerable, flatten the curve. Cover your cough, flatten the curve. Cover your sneeze, flatten the curve. save our community, starve that virus, flatten the curve, smoke out Corona now.
Well, excellent.
Well, either the piano has gone south. It sounded a little sour. I don't think it was her.
No, it was the piano.
Yeah, well, we'll get her in here and use the WDEV piano.
Indeed. Oh, that'll even be better.
That one.
That'll really fix
Happy
it.
Happy days are here again.
Oh, my Lord.
But anyway, but that we can put that in with the other material.
Indeed.
And that will be a tease, that's what they call it.
Oh.
A tease, because she's got a new big super song that we'll have on next week's program.
Oh, a biggie.
A biggie.
Nice.
Haven't heard that either, but we can be sure it's a biggie.
It will be
from the magical, marvelous musical Mystery Lane.
It will fit music to go to the dump by, right. Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're down to the end of the program. We still haven't done the hymn of the day. Yeah. Oh, and I did want to mention the Times Argus one more time, and that great picture of the Harwood Union players in the closing seconds of the Highlanders Division II quarterfinal win. That was against Mount Abraham. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they dug that out made it so special.
Well, did you happen to see or catch or hear about the ESPN clip they did on the Harwood girls?
Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh. They had a picture that we all saw of the girls when they won the semifinal, rushing off the bench onto the court. And ESPN, I can't think of the guy's name from ESPN, did a whole section on how they made it that far. They went from 0-20 their freshman year to 20-4 their senior year, and that their high school career is now frozen in time. What a great special day. It was on TV. It was great.
How long was it?
Oh, probably. I bet he gave him 3 minutes.
Great.
Yeah, did a great job. Mentioned Fairhaven being undefeated. And so, I mean, everybody got acknowledged, but certainly our Harwood girls got a great focus.
Well, that's very good. And this picture today, full color picture, at the top of the sports page. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Congratulations, ladies.
Well
you
done.
Did women.
Yep.
Congratulations, women. Girls.
And I had fun covering their games. What a great group of young ladies with a super coach.
What a broadcaster.
Well, you know.
I mean, you've been in there sweating it out with boys and girls basketball for how many years?
13. This 13. Was year number 13 for me.
Yeah. And being very careful in what we selected and trying to get some girls' games on. And we know the popularity of the boys is such, but nevertheless, you're
we got some humdingers in there.
Hey, I didn't get to talk about the Northland Journal, did I?
No.
Jack, did you hear me mention the Northland Journal?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Well, memories and stories from Vermont's. See, I could do a whole 2 hours.
Easy.
Yeah, I know you could, yeah.
Vermont's Northeast Kingdom and beyond. Now, these, a guy and his wife, they put this thing out. It's the new Vermont Life, and they are terrific. And we'll get to talk about that next week, too.
Oh, great.
It's a great little combination of of stories that are all true and pictures. This one is the Maple Sugar Train of the 1920s. We know something about that here.
Yeah.
Because it started right here in this building, a Vermont publicity stunt. Can we do that next week, Jack, you think?
This is your show.
Oh, that's right.
That's
it is
right,
a,
yeah.
Well, we've been,
I'm just
we've
sitting
been
in here.
I, no,
just
we've been celebrating Mrs. Donovan's
flipping
little thing for the morning.
What a nice lady.
Did you really sample this? Because if you are, you're not sober enough to run the control system.
It's not that bad. It's very tasty.
It's tasty. And there's gravy.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. And what's the called?
It's called banana rum cake.
Yeah. Rum.
Rum runner.
Rum runner. All right. We can do the...
you want to do the closing here?
I was going to do the hymn of the day.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, settle down here. We had a big program for today with so much going on.
Slow it down.
Yeah, and sorry to hear that we've lost our ski area over, what did he say it was between?
In Tabor, what? Over the Tabor River area.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And, well, that didn't help.
It's the
you
best
could give,
I could
you
do.
You could give the name of the facility, what? Which we're, I what? Was seeking.
What are we talking about now?
East,
Northeast Slopes.
Yeah,
Northeast Slopes. Yeah, and you have to be very careful when you, because it could be a Northwest, oh. But this is Northeast.
Got it.
And they do a heck of a job too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to mention. This was some time ago. We got wrapped up in so many different. We had a phone call from I can't remember. I think was it Ed? I can't remember his first name. He was from North Charleston, South Carolina, listening down there this morning, and said he really enjoyed the Dave Van Ronk song.
Disqualified. Wow. You see what's happened?
What's
North Carolina?
Well, they're listening all over.
South Carolina.
This is a Vermont program for Vermonters. What in heaven's name?
Well, he was a Vermonter.
We've got a North Carolinian listening to this.
Oh, he was a Vermonter at one time, I think.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
So a refugee. All right.
Was not a refugee.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Lord.
It's time.
Just wanted to thanks for the call. Ed.
For him.
Yeah, thank you.
Time for him time. And the chorus is a bit limited here today. Nevertheless, we will soldier on like
who's gonna
the
call
soldiers
Farmer,
that we are.
You're going to call Farmer Dave to see if he's okay? Because we haven't heard from him.
Yeah, before. We're going to get on that this week.
People really tune this program in to hear
Farmer
Dave. Mrs.
Donovan make any special treats for him, too?
For Dave? Or?
Yeah, he could be whipped.
If he knew we had these treats, he'd be here today. I know
all
he
right,
would.
Unless he's had his own and polished them off. And
you know.
He's missing an action.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, well, we need a tenor. So
desperately need
a
tenor.
If you will, please, and pull off the highway before you fold your hands and close your eyes. And reach for greater seasons.
Greater seasons.
Better moments.
Better times.
Than we're having now.
Amen.
So it's hymn time on Radio Free Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, was that it? I never have any
idea.
Every idea when you're going to give me the cue.
God, I was ready.
I pointed at you three times.
Always one more verse you wanted to say.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time.
Oh, I love this.
And know we will not see the sun tomorrow. We may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind, but oh my friends, do not give in to sorrow.
Together now.
On the other shore, on the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
If you don't know the verses, you can hum, by the way.
Those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above. Assuming heaven is our destination.
Go, Brent, go, go.
We may glance behind for one last look at everything we love.
Brent's got it.
But truly, there's no calling reservation.
No reservations needed.
Ready, Ken?
On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore.
Amen.
We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred LeBore. We'll meet our possessions on the other shore.
I've got it now.
We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price on red.
It's supposed to be honey.
And sacks and sacks of earring bags lost under someone's bed.
He doesn't hear it.
And baseball cards and
he's into it. He's into it. Really is into it.
Model planes galore.
Go.
And every tiny plastic heel Barbie ever wore.
Really hits the high one.
On the other shore, on the other shore,
We'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore.
I got the feeling now.
Our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet out our possessions on the other shore. On the other shore.
We'll find National Geographic from 1974.
Our children's heart will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet out our possessions on the other shore.
Outstanding, man.
Well, but wow. You spoiled it, see? Huh? You're supposed to hum, and they...
No, that's optional.
Humming is optional.
Humming is optional. If you don't know the words...
Listen, if you don't know the words, write to us. Don't drop by. Just drop us a note or email us. What's our email address?
Yeah, our email address is tradingpost@radio...
No, not Trading Post, you silly goose. Radio Vermont, W... See, he does the Trading Post for you folks that just tuned in.
Well, it's the only thing I had.
Yeah. It'd probably be the last thing.
Oh, no. I started big and then went down.
No, you've reached the heights.
The pinnacle.
On Saturday morning.
Indeed.
On WDEV.
I think of all of them, you've got it pretty much nailed down there. Right? Yeah.
Oh, I got the words, so, you know.
But you can have them, too.
Indeed.
I know that there are many dumpsters listening.
Many dumpsters.
Who would love
many
to have dumpsters. The words to our gospel indeed. Selection. And which has such meaning at this particular time in our time.
So true. And if you were getting a ticket from a trooper, you can tell the trooper he can continue writing now. I'm sure he paused, right? Or she. They paused writing a ticket for the M.
You are really a silly duck.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it was a thought.
Well, we're out of
you're
here.
You're at the what?
Kenley Dean Squire on WDEV with his ragtag team that helps each Saturday morning.
Oh, we try.
And now...
Well, we have the station break. I thought you said he was going to be here.
Who?
Corm.
Oh, you can't depend on him.
Oh, no, stop.
Okay, go ahead.
Gee, horrible thing to say.
Uh-oh, is that him?
Whose phone is that?
It's him. He's on the phone.
It's not me.
Oh, my God.
No, now we're in trouble. Oh. Hold it. Hide the bread. Hide the bread. I mean it.
Oh, jeez.
I got to get the station break in here, right? Put that silly thing on. All right, okay, so that does it, right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
So he's got a cough.
Holly!
We just heard from Farmer Dave.
Yeah, what is he?
Well, we don't know. His sister showed up.
Okay, Holly, how is he?
Thank God she heard us.
Yes. Well, I just ran into the station. I heard you guys, you know, singing. You're getting much better.
Yeah, thanks, Holly.
You know,
well, we miss your voice.
Yeah, we missed you. Where the hell were you?
Let me tell you, I was singing soprano, and it hurt.
Okay.
I'm more of an alto, folks.
Okay.
But no, Farmer Dave is fine. He's got a little cough.
Oh, okay.
He's working in the sugar house. He just wants to keep everybody safe.
And he doesn't need bail money.
Does not need bail money at this time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, salvation is here.